This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz, im ein ofra al gaba shloisha tfachim, lo yavi zera oleha, afilu hebricho bidlas o basilin. If a person takes a branch of a grapevine, runs it underground, and then lets the other end come out at a distance to sprout in a new vine, he may not plant other crops above the portion that runs underground unless it is buried 3 tvachim deep, because we're concerned that the roots of the other crop grow into the underground vine. Afilu hevricho bidalas o basilin. This is forbidden even if he ran the underground vine through a dry gourd or a clay pipe, since the roots of the other crop will just break through them. Hivricha besela, afa pisha ein afra gaba elish sholoshet spice, mutter lahavi zera leho. If he ran the vine beneath a stone, which the other roots cannot break, he may plant another crop on top of the stone, even if there are only 3 fingers of earth above it. Hu arkuva shebagefen, ein meididin la elemen ha'ikar hasheni. If the vine itself was bent over to run underground and sprout up somewhere else, one must leave a distance of 6 tvachim from the new sprout and not from the original base, presuming the original base is not visible above the ground. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Hamavrich Sholosh Gifonim, V'Ikreyem Nirim. If a person takes 3 grapevines, runs their branches underground, and lets their other ends sprout up elsewhere, such that the original vines and the new shoots are both visible. Reb Eliezer Berub Tzadik Omer, Im Yesh Beinayim Ma'arba Amisvat Shmaina. Reb Eliezer Berub Tzadik said, if the new sprouts are between 4 and 8 amis distant from the original, Hare Elu Mitzdarfos, they combine to form a vineyard from which other crops must be distanced 4 amis instead of 6 tvachim. V'imlav einan mitzdarfis, otherwise they would not combine. Gefen sh'yov sh'ah asura v'einay mekadeshes. One may not plant other crops next to a dried grapevine, since this creates maris ayin, which it appearance of doing something wrong. But b'di'evit, if he did so, the other crop does not become forbidden. Reb Meir Omer, av tzemer gefen aser v'einay mekadesh. Reb Meir said that the same is true of cotton, which lichatchila may not be planted beside a grapevine, but b'di'evit does not become forbidden. Reb Eliezer Berub Tzadik Omer Mishmoy, af al gav hagefen aser v'einay mekadesh. Reb Eliezer Berub Tzadik said in his name that the same is true of crops planted on top of underground vines. One may not plant their lichatchila, but b'di eved they do not become forbidden. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Elu Eisrin v'lo Mekachin. The following places may not be planted lichatchila, but b'di eved the plants that do grow there would not become forbidden. Meiser Chorben HaKerem, the bald spot of a vineyard. Meiser Mechol HaKerem, the dance circle of a vineyard at a distance of 4 amris from the vines. Maisar Piske Aris, the what's called interruption of an aris at a distance of 6 tfachim from the vines. Maisar Apifiaris, and beneath the part of the canopy where the vine has not yet reached. Like we saw in the Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Aval, Tachas HaGefen, crops planted beneath a grapevine. Va'avaydes HaGefen, crops planted within 6 tfachim of a vine. Va'arba Amish Shabakerem, or crops within 4 amos of a vineyard. Harielu Mekadshais, are all forbidden, even Bidi'evid. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ham sakech es gafnoi, al gabe tvu osoi shel chaveroi, hare ze kideish v'chayev bachuyusoi. If a person places his grapevine over someone else's crop, the crop becomes forbidden and he must pay for it. Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Aymim, Ein Adam Mekadesh Dover She'ein Shalai. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon disagreed. They said that one cannot forbid a crop that does not belong to him. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Be'echod, Shezoras Karmai B'Shvias. Rabbi Yosi said, there was once a person who planted Klayim in his vineyard on Shemitah. Uba Maisa Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva was asked about it, V'omer, Ein Adam Ma'kadeish Dover She'enu Shalai. He permitted the fruit, explaining that one cannot forbid a crop that does not belong to him. And since the produce of Shemitah doesn't belong to anyone, it's Hefker Shemitah, so it does not belong to the field's owner and therefore does not become forbidden. And that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Ho Anos Shazara es akerem v'yatsa melefanov kaitzrai afilu b'mai. If a land thief plants klayim in a vineyard and then returns it to the owner, the produce does not become forbidden since the owner did not plant the klayim. Still, in order to remove the appearance of klayim, the owner may cut it down even during chalamay. Ad kama hu noisein la payalim. He must pay workers even a third more than their usual salary in order to do so immediately. That's why the Mishnah says ad shlish, even a third more than their usual salary. Yaser mikan kaitzer kedarkai v'hoylech afilu l'acher hamayid. If they demand more than that, he may harvest it at his regular pace, even if that means waiting until after Chol HaMoed. Me'emosai hu nikra anos, me'she yishka. If the land thief keeps the land so long that people forgot that it once belonged to someone else, then it is considered his in terms of klayim. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Haruach she'ilola es hagafanim agabi tvua yigdar miyad. If the wind blows the vines on top of a different crop, he must cut them off immediately. Im eru oines mutter. If something happened that prevented him from doing so, the vines and the crop remain permitted. Tvu asay shahaisa noita tachas hagefen, v'chein biyarek machzer ve'enay mekadesh. If grains leaned to the side and came under a grapevine, he must push them back out from under it. But if he does not do so, they do not become forbidden, since they are not rooted under the vine. May Amosai Tvua Miskadeshes Meshe Tashrish Va'anavim Mesheyi Asu Kepoil Halavan. Grains and grapevines cause one another to become forbidden only after the grains take root and the grapes grow to the size of a white bean. If either of them is uprooted before they reach this size, neither of them becomes forbidden. Tvua sheyavsha kol tzarka, vanavim shebashlu kol tzarkan, ein miskatshais. Furthermore, if the grapevine is planted after the grain has fully grown and dried on its stalk, or if the grain is planted after the grapes are fully ripe, neither of them becomes forbidden. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Otzis Nokuf Mekadesh Bakerem. B'she'enoi Nokuf, Enoi Mekadesh. If grains growing in a pot with holes are placed near a vineyard, the grains and grape become forbidden. If there are no holes in the pot, they do not become forbidden. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ze veze oisrin v'lo mekatshin. Rabbi Shimon said that both cases are forbidden l'chatchila, but b'di'evid, the grains and grapes are permitted. Hamaver otzis nokov bakerem, imhoise b'mosayim oser. If a person carries grains growing from a pot with holes through a vineyard, and while it was passing through, they grew by 1/200th of their size, they become forbidden. But the grapevines do not become forbidden, since he did not put the pot down on the ground. That's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.